Welcome to Sexual Health with Sharon, a podcast about all topics related to your sexual health. No topic goes uncovered or is too taboo to discuss. My philosophy is that your sexual health is part of your general health. So this is a sex-positive space where we explore how sexual, mental, physical, and spiritual health all contribute to your overall health and well-being. I'm Sharon Windham. I'm a sexual health coach who helps you create more intimacy and connection with yourself and your partner or partners. If you're ready to embrace and nurture your sexuality, discover your erotic identity, increase your sexual self-esteem, and achieve a more fulfilling sex life, and really just get in tune with your sexual health, then you're in the right place. So welcome, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. This is Sharon. I just wanted to say hello and officially introduce myself. So hello. I am so excited about being able to share my passion for sexual health with you all. I have been passionate about sexual health for most, if not all, of my adult life. I absolutely love to talk about it all the time. So much so that my kids will routinely ask me to stop. They're like, "Mom, you talk about it so much." Well, yeah, I do, because it's important and I want everybody to talk about it, including children. I think it's healthy to talk about it. So yeah, here I am. I want us to continue engaging in these types of dialogue, because when we do so, then we change the perspective and ultimately we change our relationship with sex and sexuality. So let's first of all change the language around it and approach it from a lens of health. And then we remove any negative noise around sex and sexuality that has been, kind of a part of our culture. You know, sexual health is a human right. So we need to be able to have conversations about it without feeling discomfort, without feeling a sense of awkwardness, without feeling shame and guilt, and feeling bad about what is essentially a natural human experience. So, so I'm going to say, let's continue talking about it, and let's talk about it with our kids. Let's talk about it with our partners. Let's talk about it with our coworkers. Let's talk about it with our friends, because by doing so, we make it less taboo and less controversial, and more, and we normalize these conversations. And if we are going to be promoting good health, then that means we need to include sexual health as part of the equation, because guess what? Sexual health is just as important as our physical health. It's just as important as our mental health, and they are all interconnected. They all impact our health and well-being. And if we remove or neglect sexual health, then that means we are not only doing ourselves a disservice, but one might argue that we're actually causing harm. And that's what it does. It, you know, not talking about our sexual health and not attending to our sexual health hurts us. It hurts our relationships, and it hurts our mental and physical wellness. So it's really time that we see sexual health and approach sexual health as part of our general health. So that's my spiel. I want to encourage you to nurture and embrace your authentic sexuality. I want to encourage you to continue the dialogue and have these conversations to promote good sexual health. And, you know, ultimately what that means is that we live longer, we feel better, and we have better relationships. And who doesn't want that? Until next time, I will see you soon. Bye. If you want to learn more about how to improve your sexual health, or if you're interested in my sexual health coaching services, you can visit my website, SharonWindham.com, SharonWindham.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Sex Health with Sharon. Remember that sexual health is the balance between safety and sexual pleasure while ensuring your sexual rights. So until next time.